Welcome to the Cornerstone League podcast, bringing together credit union advocates, thought leaders, champions, and more. I'm your host, Tanya Ditburner, Cornerstone League Director of Communications and Media Relations. And today we're talking about a new initiative from the Cornerstone Foundation. Today I'm speaking with Cornerstone Foundation Executive Director Courtney Moran. Courtney leads a team of passionate individuals who work tirelessly to bring financial wellness, credit union development, and disaster relief to credit unions in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. Courtney is a well-known presence in the credit union industry, having been with the Cornerstone Foundation for 19 years and has served on various boards and committees, including National Credit Union Foundation Board. She is also an advisory board member of the University of Texas at Arlington's Financial Literacy and Personal Finance Center. As part of the foundation's dedication to bringing financial wellness, credit union development, and disaster relief to credit unions, Courtney and her team created a new program, Friends of the Foundation, that will help expand participating credit unions' membership. Courtney, welcome to the Cornerstone League podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Tanya.
Tell me about Friends of the Foundation. What is the program and how will it work?
So essentially, the Friends of the Foundation program is, I want to say, a unique way. However, you know, credit unions have been using this type of field of membership component for quite some time. But for the foundation, we feel like it's a unique way for eligible credit unions in that Cornerstone region to expand their fields of membership. You know, so by adding the Cornerstone Foundation as an affiliate association to the credit union's field of membership, all Friends of the Foundation members will then be eligible to join the credit union. So it really kind of works somewhat like a SEG, but again, we are considered not a SEG, but an affiliate association. So most credit unions already know if they are eligible to participate based on their charter. And we have FAQs on our website that dig deeper as well. So if a credit union is questioning whether they are eligible or not.
Who can become a friend of the foundation?
So honestly, anyone can become a friend of the foundation. We think everyone should become or want to be a friend of the foundation, right? We think we're pretty fun. We think that anyone would want to be our friend. No, but you know, you can visit our website and sign up directly, right? Again, if you're just like, I want to support the foundation, or the most popular option for credit unions is through indirect lending, you know, meaning an individual who is not a current member is able, you know, to take advantage of a credit union's great loan rate by becoming a friend of the foundation, thus allowing that particular individual to become a member of the credit union and for lifetime, or obviously for as long as they wish to be a member of that credit union. So a couple different ways, again, directly or that indirectly through a credit union.
Is there a cost associated?
So the annual membership fee is $15, and then all Friends of the Foundation will have the opportunity to renew on their anniversary. Again, there's a lot of FAQs on our website, but one of the kind of misconceptions is if that particular individual who, you know, became a member through indirect lending, if they choose for some reason not to renew on their anniversary date and continue as a friend of the foundation, but they will always be a member of the credit union. That does not mean that they're not a member of the credit union still. So again, a big misconception, and always want to make sure everyone is aware of that, again, because it's just such a great opportunity for the credit unions.
Can you break it down in terms of an individual becoming a friend of the foundation versus a credit union becoming a friend of the foundation?
So the credit unions don't, so the individual, for instance, so again, they can go to our website and just click on a link. Yes, I want to become a friend of the foundation. They can pay their $15 annual fee. And we'll talk about this here in a bit, but then they also will reap all the fabulous benefits of becoming a friend of the foundation. So the credit union itself does not technically become a friend of the foundation. However, you know, they call us, they sign up to participate in the overall program. And then any individuals who there's a couple of different ways. I'm glad you're digging deeper, because now I'm going to kind of dig deeper as well. There's a couple of different ways a credit union can call and say, we'd love to participate. And, you know, obviously we're going to sign up members, whether like through the indirect lending opportunity that I had mentioned. There's several different other opportunities, obviously, but there's a couple of different ways. And so the larger to mid-sized credit unions will choose the option of we will pay that $15 on behalf of those potential members or those incoming members who will become friends, right? So they pay that on their behalf, or those individuals, right, that want to become a member indirectly through the credit union, a friend of the foundation, if you will, that credit union may choose that they pay that $15 fee. But everything that we do, so the credit union's not exactly the friends themselves, but they are agreeing to participate in the program and to bring on those new members and new friends.
Let's talk about the membership benefits. What are some membership benefits of becoming a friend of the foundation?
So every friend will receive a quarterly electronic newsletter from the foundation, you know, include resources, all of the programs that they can take advantage of, upcoming events, if they would like to participate, if they would like to volunteer, you know, all types of different volunteer opportunities, as well as just kind of all the, especially with financial wellness. Right, because we, you know, financial wellness, as you stated, is one of our three main initiatives. You know, so we want to make sure we're always giving our members plenty of opportunities to become as financially healthy as possible. You know, overall, I know this sounds a little cliche-ish, but we feel like one of the membership benefits is they are able to champion the people helping people philosophy, which, you know, is so important, not only to Cornerstone, but just the credit union movement overall. I think we need to always keep that in mind, always keep in mind that that's how credit unions started. And I feel like it is our responsibility to make sure that it keeps moving forward and trickles on throughout generations. They also, as a friend, will, again, just by way of then they become a member of the credit union. So they become eligible for all those membership opportunities with those credit unions and can obviously access those financial products and services. Our friends will also be able to access free one-on-one financial counseling, you know, debt management services, and then financial education resources through our partnership with Balance, which is a leading national nonprofit organization. They also offer free monthly webinars and workshops. Now, this particular type of benefit will be kind of ongoing and ever-changing, because we do hope to create, we already have partnerships with other financial capability service providers, but we hope to include more benefits from those providers as well as time goes on. So we feel like that's kind of the tip of the iceberg. And then the friends will also have the opportunity to elect two advisory trustees. We have created two advisory trustee seats on the foundation board. And so all friends, again, will have an annual meeting. Usually third or fourth quarter of every year, and all friends will have the opportunity to elect those two advisory trustees that represent the interests of the friends membership. So that's an exciting new addition as well.
Well, it sounds like a great value for $15.
I agree. I could not agree with you more.
How does this program help ensure the sustainability of the credit union movement?
So we feel like, you know, I already talked about the people helping people aspect. And, you know, we just feel like that we're helping in a small way. We hope it's not too small, but in a small way, kind of doing our part to help expand the credit union's footprint. We've been hearing for years and know that, you know, a lot of mergers happening, right? So the number of credit unions is decreasing. However, what we've seen over the years is membership is increasing. And whatever we can do on our part to help with that, we certainly want to. And it's not only right the sustainability of the credit union movement, but quite honestly, it's a win-win. It's a sustainability for the Cornerstone Foundation as well. You know, most credit unions are already participating. I said earlier, is they're already participating with local organizations for this purpose, like the local Jumpstart. And we certainly do not want to discourage participation and support of those organizations. But using the foundation as an affiliate association keeps those membership dollars in the credit union space and then translates to grant dollars, et cetera, for credit unions in the Cornerstone region. So that's pretty, it's pretty exciting for us to be able to have kind of that cycle, if you will. We already talked about expanding footprint, but just increases overall credit union awareness and membership, maximizes resources. And for the foundation, it's a great B2C for us, right? And great just benefits for credit union communities.
Absolutely. It sounds like it opens quite a bit of doors.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything that I forgot to ask you or that you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think we've already really kind of talked about the benefits. It's just, we're so excited. The Cornerstone Foundation, you know, we feel like we've been making really great strides in terms of, I'm going to say the word again, sustainability and relevancy. And, you know, we have been really searching over the last couple of years for ways to show our value proposition to the midsize and the larger credit unions, because we feel like we have that value proposition in terms of helping with our training calendar grants and so forth for the smaller and some of the midsize credit unions. And they absolutely need us for that. And they look to us for that assistance. Well, the up to mid and larger size credit unions, that is, they really don't, right? They don't need us for those types of resources. So we feel like we really found something, found the gold, if you will, in this program, because it's going to be such a great value proposition for our larger credit unions, for all credit unions, but again, for larger credit unions, we're excited. And I already talked about the sustainability of the foundation. It's exciting. We've been working on this for quite some time, so we're really excited to launch this. And
I'm excited to see where it's going to go.
And if anyone, you know, if you want more information or how do I get started, please visit our website and we'll have more information on there, as well as my email address, and you can find my direct phone number.
Many thanks to Courtney Moran for walking us through this exciting new Cornerstone Foundation initiative, and to the foundation team for their hard work to bring Friends of the Foundation to fruition. If you would like to become a friend of the foundation, please visit the Cornerstone Foundation website, cornerstonefoundation.coop, and sign up or contact Courtney directly to learn more. Until next time.